Namaste. My name is Guy Zimmer. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak, make it in 1 minute. Recently, they found out 1 minute interval training is the same than 45 minutes of jogging. Is it not great? You can save so much time. Okay, the McMaster University had done a study, research, and survive over with three groups. One group had done this 1 minute interval training. The other had done 45 minutes stationary training on a stationary bike for 45 minutes. And the third group had done nothing. Okay. Average age was 25 years old. So the group with a 1 minute interval training had met first a 2 minute warm up, then 20 second a sprint out, no, to exhaust totally their body. Then for 2 minutes, little bit training to slow down, and then this three times. The other just on their stationary bike, 45 minutes, and they've done it every day, one time, for 12 weeks. And after 12 weeks, the results for cardiovascular endurance had been the same. For the insulin resistance, the same. For the energy level, the same. Okay. It is just so. I make since my 12th birthday endurance training. And everybody who is doing endurance training for a longer time, for 20, 30, or 40 minutes, experience after the endurance training that the pulse rate is slowing down. And if you make this like me since nearly 50 years, then the pulse rate is very down. So I got shocked in the morning, and then I got a heart rhythmic attack because my heart was, as usual, between 50 and 55 beats per second. And a heartbeat under 60 beats is dangerous. Oh. And with an interval training, we have always our heartbeat over 60 heartbeats. Okay, then I've done an interval training, and since 1 year with this interval training, my heart is always over 60 beats in the morning. It never goes below 60. It's normally 63, 64. The lowest what I have measured since 1 year is 61. And this is awesome. So how we should do this interval training? First, we consider if our heart is good enough for the interval training. We go to the doctor, check our heart, and then ask if we should make directly this interval training or step by step, slowly, slowly, slowly increase. And then it's just simple. We make this two minutes warm up, a little bit exercise, stretching. Then we make this for 20 seconds, total out exhausting exercise. For 2 minutes, stretching, yoga, qigong, what you like. And then we make this exhaustive and this slow down for 2 minutes, three times. This means we make in 9 minutes our jogging, our stretching, our body exercise, our yoga. And that is great. So I've bought an elliptical trainer, and I will show you it later, for this exhaustive training. We can do instead just running on the spot with knees and arms up, like so, push-ups, pull-ups. What else? We just run outdoors for 20 seconds very fast, and then slowly for 2 minutes, and again and again. And it's easy to do. Now I want to show you my elliptical trainer. And this elliptical trainer costed only 8,000 baht. And I've bought it because when it's raining, then I can do the training inside. 8,000 baht is around $250. Okay. Thank you that I could speak to you, and bye.